Thursday morning, October 6th, open mac with head football coach Jeff McInerney. And for the second straight week, kind of unfamiliar territory. But as you mentioned, on Saturday, we'll turn the page and the last non-conference game of the season will be UMass on Saturday. Talk about first practice this week. You know, it's something very unfamiliar to these kids, and for you and your staff since you've been here, back-to-back losses at home, both in conference play. What is the mentality? What's your message to the team starting on Sunday?
Be consistent. Don't be a front runner. You play this game because you love it, and you got to constantly get better, and you just can't get better after wins. We lost last week because of self-inflicted wounds. Also, Sacred Heart played very well. But we got to stop doing losing football things. When we stop doing that, we'll win games. And in preparation, that's what you have to do. You have to have a positive attitude. I mean, the difference between the guys that can and the guys that can't, they can't come back from that. They don't have it in them. They don't have the mentality that it's not all about the final result in the middle of the year. You go through every game, and then you look back at your year. And that's what we got to do. We've had a great week of practice. I mean, I love those kids. We went out Sunday and went helmets and shoulder pads, not punishment, and we worked on the mistakes for 45 minutes, had a lot of enthusiasm, did it Tuesday, did it Wednesday, going to do it today, and we're going to go up to UMass and put our best foot forward and focus on getting this team better.
You mentioned the miscues in the game, and it's 5 turnovers, 4 in the second half. The most turnovers in a game for us since the season-ending loss to Albany at home back in 2007, and we know, unfortunately, how that one turned out.
That result was bad, too. that matter, Monmouth, earlier in that year, we had 7, I think.
I think 6 on that.
6, yeah.
We left it up to take. But some highlights from Saturday, the play of Darius Lee, and I look at one play in particular, and it's his 11-yard touchdown run, because he's hit at the 5. But he didn't stop. It wasn't that he got hit and bounced back and bounced off and then went in the end zone. He got hit and brought a few guys in with him. He had 2 carries in the previous 4 games, but he played well. And the combination of him and Chris Tolbert, you know, rushed for 130 yards, a couple touchdowns. Talk about the play of Darius Lee and inserting him into the lineup.
Well, we thought Darius was a very good recruit, and we were just giving him time to develop. We always thought Darius had talent. Obviously, we've had some injuries at that position with Brian Fowler being out, Nate Pagan being out. So we've had some issues there. And we just wanted to give him when it was his time. And I always thought he could do that, and he did a wonderful job, and we're very proud of him.
How about Juan Duque, a 42-yard field goal? I went back and did some research. It's the longest field goal for a Central kicker since Derek Pearson kicked a 40. Now I'm going to forget. I looked it up. I think it's 48 yards at Colgate back in 2005.
To win the game.
Exactly. Hit 4 in that game, a couple of over 42. It's the longest field goal for a Blue Devil at a route since Pearson kicked a 43-yarder a couple of years before that. And I don't think that I thought, let me rephrase that. I didn't think he could kick it from 42. Talk about his development and just, you know, because he's a guy who last year was kicking off and the ball was going to the 18. But now he's kicking off and the ball is going to the 5. And he kicks a 42-yard field goal.
No, it's a great, great point, Tom. It's a classic example of it takes players time to develop. That's why you have to have retention in your program. That's why you can rush a guy before their time. And they're just not ready. And Juan has worked extremely hard this summer. It's why you got to keep guys in your program. I'm so proud of Juan. And that's what I tell all the kids on this team. You just got to keep chugging and keep working. That's the only way you get better. And sometimes you have to fail to be successful. I tell people I failed my way to success. And you just got to keep going. It's not always going to be a bed of roses. And the difference between the people that can and that can't, they can come back. And that's what Juan's done. He struggled last year. I've had this talk with Juan and many of our coaches. You got to be consistent, and you cannot give up on people.
I thought defensively, even though you let up some points last week, the defense still played well. They were in some no-win situations in the second half. And I thought Lorenzo Baker, London Lomax, especially played well at their positions. Obviously, you can't keep putting them in that position, but they allowed 50-some-odd yards rushing. You know, they didn't allow a lot through the air. We actually outgained Sacred Heart yardage-wise. Were you, aside from the points, pleased with the performance of the defense?
I was really pleased with their effort. We just got the big play, the post 84 over the middle when we kind of collided, the 50-yard pass was not what we need to do. This team has done better, and I'm proud of their effort and their energy. And we just got to keep going. We have to do 60 minutes of Blue Devil football, of smart, consistent football. There'll be physical mistakes. People are going to get blocked and get tackled and do some things that you don't want them to do. But we got to stop doing the self-inflicted wound, the big pass, the fumbles. But I was very, very pleased with the defensive effort. I'm very pleased with our coaches. I'm pleased with a lot of things, but the turnovers and the end result.
Let's move forward to this week. UMass, Saturday night, 6 o'clock. You can listen to the game online at ccsubluedevils.com. It's up in the air right now, whether it'll be on ESPN Radio 1410. It depends on the boys from the Bronx. If the Yankees win, then it will not be on 1410. If the Tigers win, which gives some extra added incentive for a Red Sox fan to root against the Yankees, you'll be able to listen to Mark Robbins and Bruce Beal at 5:45. On ESPN Radio 1410. Regardless, it'll be online with Mark and Bruce. Having made the trip to UMass since 2003, I know you're familiar with them from your time at Rhode Island. We went back-to-back years in 02 and 03. Before the resurgence, I like to, you know, we always seem to go back to 2004 for this football program because the success since then has been unprecedented. 02 and 03 went to UMass, and it wasn't pretty both years. But, you know, last year they announced they're making the move to FBS football. They're going to start playing their home games at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, which we're closer here to Gillette than they are there. So it'll be a long trips for them to play their home games. But talk a little bit about UMass. They lost to Old Dominion last week. You know, what to expect from them. They lost to Boston College the week before. So they're 2-2. They won their first two games on the year over a tough Holy Cross team. What can we expect on Saturday when we go up to McGurk Stadium?
Very good football team. Kevin Morris is a very good coach. They got one of our former coaches as his defense coordinator, Frank Fercucci. They got him playing. Obviously, the game at BC, that's always going to be a booger bear for them. I mean, that's a tough one. And they're sound. They got a good offense. They're balanced. They got two very good receivers, a very, very good running back, a quarterback that has a good arm and can throw the football. At times has thrown it to the other team, but I'm sure they're working on that. And on defense, they fly around. They're coming off a game that they probably think the same way we do about Sacred Heart. They turned the ball over, had a punt blocked, fumbled a kickoff on a little onside kick, dink kick, and left there feeling bad. They were down 25-0 and came back and were ahead 26-25. So we're going to play a good football team. And a team that's hungry in a situation, they got to get it right. And so we better strap it up because they're going to be coming hard. And we don't want to go back to 2002 and 2003. They're arguably, I could make an argument, they're the best team we'll play. If not, James Madison. So we're going to have to play. It's a good barometer to see where we're at, to compete at a high level, to get us back right at a fast pace, to set us up for conference play. And I'm excited about it.
You mentioned to set you up for conference play, and that's where I was going to go with the next question is, after the UMass game, you got five more games to go, all conference games. Now, a conference championship is not out of the question. It's been done with two losses. It's been done once in NAC history. 2005. And it's 2005 when Central shared with Stony Brook, actually lost that Stony Brook in the final game of the year to share the championship. What do you need to accomplish on Saturday to prepare you for the rest of the season?
Play Blue Devil football and not turn it over. We can't do self-inflicted wounds. Keep our energy level high. Be excited. Play the game like we were 7 years old. I always say, don't look at the scoreboard. You cannot let the past results affect the future. That's why people can't come back. It lingers in your mind. We have good players. We have good coaches. The mistakes start and stop with me. It's my job to get this team better. We're working tirelessly to do it. We're not happy with the end results of the last two games, but in order to get back to conference play, take it one play at a time. Let's get better. Let's play this game the right way and then get ourselves prepped to go out to Duquesne and do our very, very best. And by no means, as I told the players, am I disappointed? Heavens yes. But I get it, and they get it. You got to get better, and you can't fumble the football, have a punt go through your punter's hand, have four possessions in a row where you turn it over and expect to win a football game. It doesn't matter who you play. You will not do it. So let's just go back to the basics. Let's have fun, and let's enjoy it. And I don't know what the score is going to be, but I anticipate us playing extremely hard with a lot of energy and representing our school in a very sound manner.
You usually leave the day before and try to do a walkthrough or a practice around the same time. It's gets darker earlier, gets late earlier on here. Is that what
yes.
Is that what Yogi said?
Yes, that's exactly what Yogi said.
And that's two Yankees references in this open mac. I don't think we're going to... It's going to be the last ones of the year. I don't think we'll do that anymore.
I hear you, brother.
Will you go Friday and walk through about 6 o'clock?
No, we're going to do it here. And we're going to do it here. Then we're going to go eat. And then we'll do our kicking meeting and our offensive defensive meetings. Then we'll have a captain's meeting, get a little snack. We're going to watch a team movie here on campus. And then we'll get up the next day. We got an equipment truck. We'll take it up there at 11, get the locker room set up really nice for the players. And then the team bus will leave at 2:30. It's an hour and 14 minutes without traffic. And get there right at 4, 2 hours, try to keep our routine. It's just too far, Tom, to go up there the date. Mm-hmm. It's an hour up, hour back to put the kids on the bus. You know, I just felt like we can do without it. It's a turf field. It's field turf. Nice stadium. We'll be able to work through that.
And with your travel next week, they're going to lose all day Friday.
How about we're going to leave next Thursday night? We're going to be leaving in 1 week from today. I'll be all geared up, getting ready. Hey, it comes on you fast. And we just got to – here's the thing when adversity hits, and I've always said this, and I know you believe this. Athletics, and you can use football in any form of athletics, it doesn't develop character. It exposes it. It tells you who and what you are. You have to be able to function under these situations in a positive mode. It doesn't mean you're going to win the rest of them, and you got to take it 1 minute at a time. And if we continue to do that, this program will continue to thrive, and it'll continue to get better. And that's our goal, and that's what we're going to do. And we're going to have fun doing it.
Saturday night at 6 o'clock, Blue Devils will head to UMass, their final non-conference game of the season. Try to pick up their first victory over UMass. They're 0-2 with losses back in 03 and 04, or 02 and
03. 02 and 03.
And
I think the combined scores were 120-6.
I wasn't going to bring it up. But no, I think there's a touchdown in there. I remember when Tom Mancello was a defensive coordinator and Mark Whipple was the head coach, Scott Dolch took the team on the first drive for Central, went all the way down the field and scored a touchdown. And the rumor was that Coach Whipple turned to Coach Mancello and said, if they score again, you're fired. And it was 53-7, I think, was the final. So that's what the rumor was. Anyway,
I'm sure Tom told you that. I don't know if it's rumor.
But 6 o'clock kickoff, 5:45 pregame on CCSUBlueDevils.com, and stay tuned to that Yankee game tonight. When the Yankees lose, Blue Devils will be on ESPN Radio 1410 on Saturday night. Mark Robbins and Bruce Beal. Coach, we appreciate your time. We wish you good luck on Saturday.
Fire up, baby.